My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Well, that was Alex Van Pelt yesterday when asked what is standing in the way of Drake May being the number one for this football team. And he says that Jacoby Brissett is standing in the way.
That's just stupid.
Which really upsets Wiggy. Matt Light is here with us this morning. Matt, you look at rookies, and Tom Brady addressed this a little bit earlier this week. Is there something to be gained when you have a guy like Drake May, the number three pick overall, and you sit him for a considerable amount of time in the regular season?
To be gained?
Yes. Anything to be gained by that?
No. I mean, again, I just can't look at the preseason and come up with any conclusions. I mean, it's just not possible.
But shouldn't he play? You played as a rookie.
Yeah.
I always look at live reps and playing is going to be more beneficial for the player moving forward and the team to see whether or not this guy can play.
Well, I think Jelani spoke to it. I mean, in practice, it should be a lot more intense than what you're even going to see in the preseason game, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, he brought that up, and I think that was a way of saying, hey, man, we are out here getting after it, and yeah, we're doing things. And I think, look, there's a part of you, too, that's the, you know, Bill and the strategy and overthinking and this, that, and the other, where, you know, if I'm the head coach, do I want to put him out there and let people get some idea of, okay, well, this is how he deals with this, and this is how, you know, they're planning to use him on that. And, I mean, you know, so there's a little gamesmanship. So, again, what can you really decipher?
I'm just sick of hearing people say, like, you don't want to ruin him. And I feel like that's a weak response after coming off what they did with Mac. And I think people are just so sensitive about, you know, was Mac ruined by Bill and whatever. I don't believe that, but a lot of people do. And I think they're taking that excuse into Drake. And everything I have heard is that he is calm, cool, and collected and ready to lead a huddle. I did think it was interesting that Jelani said, you know, he has to prove himself.
Yeah.
That to me is like a little breadcrumbing that Jacoby's
I don't
the guy.
Know. No, yeah. But what that is that's exactly what would happen with, I mean, look, Mayo is a teammate coming up through the Bill system. I mean, everyone has to prove themselves. That's a mantra that every guy in that room knows. By the way, every single season they brought somebody in to take my job, and they're going to have somebody in there to take your job. It doesn't matter who you are. There are no golden sacred cows, right? I mean, so, you know, look, I think to your point, though, it's a situation where you're never going to hear the coach say, oh, I don't want to put him out there because we're afraid he's going to get hurt. Or I'm not going to put him out there because I don't want to, you know, start him too early. No, like, hey, look, if that guy's ready to go out there, command the offense, be the leader that we need him, he's going to be on the field. If not, it's because he's not ready to be that guy.
Mm. In the Twitch chat, they are correct. It is why I had concerns about Jackson doing the weather in Curtis's absence. Didn't want to ruin him. Didn't want to put that pressure on. Put that pressure on him too soon. But he's coming along nicely.
Yeah, I'm doing breathing exercises back here.
Good job, Jackson.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, you guys have some issues here, and I'm sorry to just point this out.
Yeah.
Every time I come here, no one is ever working that front desk. Does anyone work the front desk?
That's
number
one.
Yes. No, it's Friday.
No, I stand there like I'm like some beggar trying to get into the door. Yeah, I send you texts. I look in here. There's dust all over your equipment. What's happening?
We're falling apart right in front of your eyes.
Everybody works remotely.
Even the secretary. Even the front desk guys.
Yeah, a lot of people work remotely. This is Jerome from Scituate. What's up, Jerome?
Greg, I'm going to tell you, this is a hard phone call to make. Do you know what a coup is?
Yes.
I think you're in the middle of Wiggy and Coco. Last week, he wanted to put the toe tag on Shine.
Yeah.
Now, today, he's saying that Coco drives the bus better than Curtis.
Yes.
Are they secretly trying to take the Greg Hill show over?
It could be, as the Kevin Costner character said in JFK, it could be a coup d'etat. It might be a coup d'etat, but I will acquiesce if necessary.
My legs are too weak for that type of burden on my shoulders.
For that kind of action.
Hey, but speaking of burden, I actually just heard Coco say what has been unburdened by what can be.
Yes.
I did hear that a minute ago.
She did say that.
Did you hear that?
Do you have your 20th Matt Light Celebrity Shootout coming up?
Yeah, oh, we do, actually. Yes, sir. Yeah.
What is the date of that event?
We are September 17th. And by the way, an event that you used to come to.
You don't invite
all the
me
time.
Yet. I don't invite you.
You said something about I'm afraid of guns.
No, you're like Edelman. You are big time.
Big time at you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Listen,
is there a bigger big timer than Bubs Edelman? I mean, I know you're
he's an important guy.
You were on the podcast recently.
I had to pay to get on.
You had to pay to get on the podcast?
It cost me a lot of money. Fly myself out there.
That's
and,
it.
Where does he do it out of? Cali?
L.A. Ooh. By the way, I'd rather hit my nuts with a rubber hammer than go to L.A.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now.
I'm not
now,
a West
brother.
Coast guy either. I can
no,
never get adjusted.
There's
the only
nothing
thing
out
I
there.
Like is the In-N-Out burger.
Yeah.
Can never get adjusted to it.
Animal style.
Yeah, animal style.
Those fries.
No, listen, so 20 years, man, and if you look back on this, right, this was an event that they said, you can't do this in New England, man. I mean, you can't shoot guns and raise money. And for 20 years, it's been it's given the lifeline to the Light Foundation. We're going to raise close to $2 million this year.
Oh,
the people that do it,
that's
unbelievable,
awesome,
man.
And your foundation, for those who don't know, you give kids a chance to attend camp in the summer. And
it's all leadership.
It's about leadership.
It is, man. We had the Light Foundation Leadership Academy. We work with kids through a host of different programs. All of them are kind of unique, right? But we use the outdoors, something I'm familiar with and something that I learned a lot from. And, you know, look, it's some of them are four-year programs, right? We take young men when they're coming out of eighth grade. We take them and walk alongside them all the way until they graduate high school. And we have a lot of those young men that have come back to our program and said, hey, man, I want to help the next class that comes in. So, you know, 22 years of doing this, man, and the people and the things that I've been able to be a part of, and it's just been the coolest thing in my life. Man, I really don't remember, like, a lot of the Super Bowl moments. I mean, maybe you could say I've been hitting the head too many times, but what I do always remember are the moments with the foundation. And you know this, man, as a guy who's been, you know, intimately involved with your own foundation and supporting other things, and you guys do telethons and, you know, radiothons or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
There's something unique about this area and the ability to affect change and be there for people. And so I feel blessed, man. I really do.
That's awesome.
To have played here is one thing. Yeah. We had a damn good era.
You have room for people to come out and
shoot plays? Yeah. We have two events, man. September 16th is the corporate training day, bringing the most elite fighters in our nation's history. These are real warriors. These are guys that take out a lot of bad people all over the world. Some are active, some are not. Delta Force, SEAL Team 6, all that. And we train the next generation on how to think like they do. Mm. So it's a corporate training day. Send your people that you want to be better at in your environment, in your workplace, whatever. They're going to learn from the best in the world. That's the 16th. The 17th is the 20th Celebrity Shootout, and that's going to be a great time. We've got Tyler Farr, national recording artist, country music star,
awesome,
coming into play. And, you know,
right, we should. For information, where does one go?
MattLight72.com, my friend.
Okay. I'll be there this year, for sure. I've been wanting to go for a while.
You have to drive out of state. Yeah. I like to drive out of state.
Well, no, I love guns, and usually the event starts at, what, 10 a.m. or something? Like
yeah,
that.
Nine. Yeah.
And so sometimes I've been caught on air and I'm like, well, then I got to drive out to Rhode Island. But this year for sure, I'm definitely going to go. And your program is spot on because there are a couple kids from Brockton that were part of it last year. And
yeah, we got four young men from Brockton.
Yeah. So it's a great thing. So I'm definitely going to get out this year because I love to shoot.
You got the time.
I want to know how accurate Wiggy is because he talks a big game.
I'm a pretty good shooter.
Yeah, that's
we'll put you in the celebrity hot shot contest.
Yeah,
you get a chance to win a Sig Sauer pistol.
Ooh.
I mean,
is it? Wait.
You know who wins it? And you have to beat him. As long as you beat Ninkovich, I'll be happy.
We're actually doing a new thing this year.
Pistol or rifle?
First time ever, celebrity targets.
Oh, okay.
And so you would
just run. It's zigzag pattern.
All right. 9 mil?
9 mil.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
If you need a grill master, Wiggy, he just worked his magic on the grill down in the vineyard last weekend.
I can do a little bit.
They were really roughing it.
If you need, you just brought up that you don't remember much from Super Bowls.
I mean,
do you have a favorite when it came to those that you won?
A favorite. Yeah, you know, I think the first thing that always comes to mind, that first one in New Orleans and just the weight of it, and as a rookie, and, you know, the people that said, you know, you're never going to ever be in that position.
So that for you was...
I think it was, yeah. I mean, but to be honest with you, man, even the ones that didn't go so well, you're in the Super Bowl, right? So, like, even though we lost some of those, and I tell you, the worst thing about the Super Bowl was looking across in the locker room after the game and looking at guys like Junior Seau, man, who has done so much in the game, and he was that close. He never got, you know what I mean? Like, for the guys that I played with that were just unbelievable players, unbelievable teammates, unbelievable humans, and they didn't get it. As a guy that did, I felt so bad for them, man. But every one of those experiences, all five were incredible, man, all the way.
That is impressive to say. You know, I've been to two Super Bowls, but to say five and Matt's like to experience being in a Super Bowl. And you think about, like, I always thought about guys like Dan Marino that never had the opportunity to win a Super Bowl, and to be in that many Super Bowls is. That's pretty amazing.
It's rarified air.
Yeah, that is.
That yes. you're in, Matt Light.
Well, thank you.
And Curtis would tell you, you owe it all to one person and one person only.
Bill Belichick.
And that is Tom. That is Tom Brady.
The guy who used to block his blind side.
Curtis thinks Bill had nothing to do with it.
Oh, Curtis.
Yeah, nothing to do with it. Do you think Bill coaches again?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, I hope so.
Next season?
Yeah, I mean, he's doing some cool stuff now. I think he's having fun figuring out what the real world's like.
Yeah.
And when I say cool stuff, I wasn't going there for you. He's doing some cool stuff.
Oh, all right. Okay.
I mean,
he's finding himself.
Yeah. It's nice that he found a soulmate.
He's got 24 reasons and the girl ain't one. I'm just kidding. Oh, that's terrible.
Did that shock you?
Yeah, no. Hey, man. I mean,
she's an old soul.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I'm happy for Bill. I mean, I've always wanted to see him be a human. And this is probably the best way
this is the closest,
for him.
Yeah. Closest he's ever been to a human being.
He's not a human, man. I mean,
you're always nervous around him. It's like, you know, even when you're done playing, you're like, can I say that?
The Ring camera video made him very human.
Hey, listen, I'm going to tell you, the my favorite moments ever with Bill is I never felt like it was weird being around Bill, like really weird. And the whole time I'm just saying to myself, like, why are you so weird?
Right.
And but I'm not saying it out loud. I'm thinking it because I go up to him and I'd be like.
What do you mean by weird?
Like weird, like just to have a simple human interaction, right? It's like he's like binary. Like
he's awkward.
I am. Yes, we're going there. We're going to practice this. I mean, that's not the way he sounded, although
he
kind
like
of,
a robot.
In a way. But you would go up there, you'd be like, hey, coach, this is one of my favorites.
Do your job.
Right. I mean, you know, I'd be like, hey, coach, you know what?
Next man up.
Right, right. But this is a legit conversation with Bill. Hey, coach, when we get back, I was thinking we fly back from the game. It's going to be pretty late, and I wanted to go hunting the next morning, and it was a Monday night game. And I know we're going to have Tuesday off because he has to. It has to. When you have a Monday night game, you have to get Tuesday off, which we don't – there's no certainties with Bill. Yeah. He may bring you in at any point. And I'm like, hey, coach, so when we get back, would you mind if I just have my truck down at the airport? Because you can't get in your own vehicle and drive home. That's impossible. I had to take the team bus, and it always takes forever. I said, because I want to go directly from the airport to my stand.
Right.
And he's just looking at me. And so like, and you know people like this, right? Where you ask a question and he's like looking at you. Right. And so then you get diarrhea of the mouth and you're like, well, you know, because like if I did come all the way back, then I had to go drive back down there. By the time I get down there, I wouldn't be able to do it. Nothing. Yeah. Absolutely nothing. So then I'm like,
you start to like kind of.
I talked myself out of going. I'm like, I don't know, Bill. I don't want to. Actually, I didn't want to hunt anyway. I'm glad we had this conversation.
I'm excited for the bus.
Yeah. Right. I really, I'll be on the whole ride all the way to the stadium. I'm just going to go home.
God damn it, Matt. The Dears will be there later. God damn it. What the?
You know what he did say? He go, yeah, you know, I mean, look. You know, I mean, you know, we're, you know. And that's it?
Yeah.
I don't even know what to take from that, Bill. Like, again, in my mind, I'm
he's
like,
awkward.
Just, yeah,
and you
be human.
The sweating around them and everything.
Yeah.
Even that impersonation, I have like sweaty palms.
Right?
I mean, think it about when.
Oh, you've been there.
For 3 years, and it never got easier. When he was sitting across from me, I'd be like,
You know, remember when you know.
Every once in a while, I would do my best to have a little small talk.
Oh,
yes.
I
about
heard
the guy
some
you
of
said
that.
You knew.
Oh, yeah.
You guys.
That is very good mutual friends.
It's like his daughter. daughter's father-in-law.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, to talk to so-and-so the other day. He's like,
all right, Greg.
Okay, Greg.
He was wearing a sweatshirt one day, and he came in, and we had time to kill. So I'm like, oh, it was the palm tree with the half moon. That is like South Carolina. I'm like, oh, is that course that you're wearing in South Carolina? He's like, yeah. And then he's like, actually, it's in Georgia. Like, okay. Amazing.
Point of order.
I said, okay.
Point of order. God.
That's Bill.
All right. Well, it's been awesome to see you.
Always fun.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. I mean, you can stay. We're going to do the news. Yeah. Do you want to stay and do the news with
us? I'd love to hear the news.
All right. Fine. Stay.
It's don't good day for it.
I don't care. Yeah. It's Friday.
We get to see where Matt stands on the RNC DNC. Yes. The DNC was more like a hip-hop show.
Yeah. Did you like Lin-Manuel Miranda, who performed to introduce?
No, I didn't watch any of that show. Kidding me?
People were expecting Beyonce or Taylor Swift, but...
What has been unburdened by what can be.
All right. I know. Matt Light is here. Very unburdened. Always unburdened. We got to get to Courtney into what is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, the Pats will wrap up preseason games on Sunday against the Commanders at 8 p.m. Will be interesting to see Jacoby Brissett and Drake May and see the split there. Both are expected to play. And I know Wiggy said yesterday he's more excited for college football than the NFL season this year. When it comes to college, Iowa head coach Kirk Ferentz will be suspended one game for a violation related to the recruitment of their transfer quarterback. Coaches seem to be getting themselves in a lot of trouble right now for the last couple of seasons and their activities with transfers. The Sox are back in action tonight, welcoming the Diamondbacks to Fenway Park. First pitch at 7:10 with Brian Baio getting the start. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Joe Castiglione have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network, right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. That's what's trending. Here's Jackson with your weather.
A beautiful day in Boston today. Highs in the mid-70s. Beautiful weekend. Highs in the 80s. 65 right now in Boston.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Curtis is on vacation back after Labor Day, which is not that far away, sadly. I'm very upset about that.
I can't wait.
But great weekend, beautiful weekend, temperatures in the 80s, so you can get summer stuff in this weekend. Shime is filling in on middays today, so he will be here at 10. Wiggy, Courtney, Matt Light is here this morning hanging out. This is Derek from Pepperell. Hello, Derek.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
Happy Friday. Happy Friday.
Same to you.
Matt, thank you. Matt, why did you not invite Bill to go hunting? That would have been brilliant. He's a competitive guy.
Yeah, you know, yeah. It would be fun to get Bill in the woods chasing something. Yeah. You know, he'd have all kind of, like, you know, information and probably come very very equipped.
Did Bill, in the 11 years that you played for him, did he reveal any particular hobbies that he had? Like, was he a stamp collector or anything like that?
Yeah, probably. I mean, he definitely history buff, right? A lot of military.
Okay. Yeah. A lot of military stuff. Books, probably.
Yeah, heavy book reader.
Yeah.
Library full of rich mahogany.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And, you know, I think, honestly, though, I think history is, you know, and the military, obviously, there's a lot of connection there. And I think he just likes to have, like, base knowledge on, like, I don't know, traditional things, right? Mm-hmm. You know, like American history, yeah. History of wars, you know, all that kind of stuff. I mean, he's that guy.
Yeah.
History of football. He'll tell you stories about football. He'd be like, oh, my God. The most obscure, I remember him telling a story about a punt returner from, like, the early 80s. Yeah. And how he was failed in a punt. And it's just like when you talk to him about that stuff, he'll go on and on and on.
You were talking about when you were trying to get him on the Jimmy Fund radio telethon. Yeah. You were terrified to text him.
Even when I text him. Yeah, I'm still like, there's something when, I don't know what it is.
So he's looking at his phone and it comes up and it's just the text bubbles from you because you can't compose a text.
It's not the text bubbles for me. It's when I see them coming back and I'm like, oh, God. Because you just have this weird, like, if you ever played for him, and, you know, Matt played a lot longer than I did, and you just, it's like, I don't know. He makes you feel small.
Yeah.
You don't want to say nothing stupid because he's going to look at you like.
At least he would look at you when we were in person and you would ask a photo. When I started asking.
Ask a photo?
Ask a question. When I started my questions, he would be looking at the wall. And then at the very end of the question would turn to me. And once he turned to me, it was like the life left my body.
See, I love those moments. Like, I know they're uncomfortable. Yeah. And I acknowledge they're uncomfortable, but I absolutely love him. And my wife literally would tell me, you're going to get fired. Like, if you keep doing this stuff, like, if I would call it out, I would say, I mean, you heard at least in my opinion, I'm the only person that's ever had an email exchange with the guy, at least at that point. And the one that I read on Bubs' show.
Yeah, just some may have missed that.
Yeah, but so. It was just an email exchange we had, and it was crazy. But I remember when I got it, I thought it was a joke. I thought one of my teammates sent me this email, made it look like it came from Bill Belichick. Because who in their right mind has ever? I didn't know Bill even knew how to send an email, let alone
what was
the
email about?
Oh, that I was in Hawaii as a player rep. I had to go. It's like mandated,
yeah.
And I'm representing the team, so I get back. Well, when I went there, it was like the start of the off-season program, because back then we actually practiced. Our off-season program was harder than what they do in training camp. Yeah. Okay, all right, yeah. I'm done. So when I got back, I'd missed the first week of off-season program, so I get an email right when I get home from Hawaii, the forever flight, right? And it's like, hey, you know, the one guy that's not here, you know, is talking about all the stuff we do to prepare. Because when I'm in Hawaii, there's reporters, and they're asking, like, what do you do this time of year? And I gave a simple thing. Well, then I get this email, and he's, like, basically dog-cussing me for talking about this. And I'm like, oh, no, that's not, like, this. And it said, like, very respectfully yours, head coach, New England Patriots, Bill Belichick. I'm like, yeah, right. So I found a service where I could send an email and make it look like it came from someone else.
Yeah.
So I sent Copen an email, and I walk in the next day. And by the way, I stayed up all night doing this. And when I get in the next day, he's like, hey, did you send me an email? I'm like, did you send me an email? Because I don't meant nothing. And so now, like, by the time we get done with our workout and we're getting ready to go to the bubble to run, Cope's like, dude, seriously, man, you had to have sent me an email. Only you would figure out how to do that. He goes, I didn't get an email from Bill. I'm like, I didn't get an email from Bill either. And so he's like, now I can tell he has no idea what I did and or why I did it. And you know what I mean? So
right.
I go by Bears, and I'm like, hey, man, who came in here? Because Copen was the only smart enough guy I figured on the team. Somebody had to have had you help. And he goes, oh, no, Bill sent you that email. And I'm like, come on, dude, come on. And he takes me into his office.
Uh-oh.
I'll never forget it. Opens up Microsoft Outlook, goes to the sent box, and there is the email to me.
From Bill.
I'm like, son of a gun. So I made a decision when I got home. I'm coming with power. And I did. And my wife was like, you're definitely getting fired now, because my response was epic. And then he responded to that, and we've never talked about that to this day. And it's the greatest email exchange in the history. And by the way, I could lose everything. I could lose everything I've ever had in football. If I ever lost that, right, it would crush me.
Just keep that. Because in like 200 years, somebody's going to find that. Like, what the hell's going on here?
It's brilliant.
All right. Let's get to today's news, finally.
It's time for...
People who have lost faith in the T, I tell them, stay tuned, right?
The news.
If we lose faith, then why are we even trying?
With your host, Courtney Cox.
Might be a private... you know how they have the private people that go?
The news is sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health, with four locations, including their newest in Woburn, with appointments as early as 7 a.m. Visit northeastmenshealth.com for more.
Silicon Valley.
On WEEI.
A sad story to start off this morning. A boater died at the Hopkinton Reservoir after he fell off a boat while fishing with his family. Officials and people that were on other boats nearby believe he suffered some type of medical emergency that led to the fall. They immediately called 911. A nearby boat pulled him from the water, but unfortunately he later died at the hospital. Geez. We can hear from a nearby kayaker, Eileen Nicopoulos, on BZ.
But I always wear a life jacket because you just never know what's going to happen. Where there's a whistle, so that you're, if you're in trouble, you can blow your whistle and attract people's attention.
He must have, did they say he probably had a heart attack?
They
something?
Said medical emergency. That's where my mind goes, but I don't know.
Jesus.
Really, very really sad. And then another sad story. A rock slide killed an excavator, excavator worker. Is it excavator worker? Excavating worker?
Well, I'm assuming that the person was working the
excavator.
Yeah, that's the big
It's the big machinery. Yeah. He was in one at the quarry in Sterling yesterday. The worker was in the machine at the Onyx Corporation sand and gravel pit when a large section of the rock ledge collapsed on top of him. Oof. Crews used cameras to get through the debris, but could not find any sign of life. They're still continuing to try to recover his body. Here's Eric Hitch, who works at nearby on BZ.
It's astonishing to see, you know, that much wreckage on top of an excavator. You never see something like that on a day-to-day basis, and then coming to realize it's a 90-foot wall that came down is just, you know, it's scarier.
Awful. Yeah. I always wanted to get in one of those and like kind of work it.
We could do that one day on the show if you'd like.
I would love to do
Curtis
that.
Curtis has been on the trash truck. Yeah. Matt Light is a well-known tank operator.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In fact, owned a military tank at one point.
Yeah.
Do you still own it?
Recently sold it.
Sold it?
Yeah.
Recently?
Yep.
You didn't feel a need to have a tank any longer?
No, I now have a half track.
Oh, you
moving
now,
up, baby.
So you have a better tank.
Yeah, man. Okay. Well, kind of tank. Yeah, it's got tracks.
Okay.
World War II era.
Oh.
Old school.
Oh, wow.
By the way, you want to run one? Logan Mankins. That's your man.
Oh,
he's got several.
Oh, he has several
and he's real
tanks?
Good. Excavators.
Excavator.
He's an excavator worker.
Oh, he is? Wow.
Yeah, easy thing to say.
Does he own the company? Wait a minute. The man played a long time in the NFL.
Yep.
And does he do that by choice?
Oh, yeah, man. He owns them all. Buys all this big equipment. He's shaping the world, man.
He's a great guy.
He's the best. Giant hands. Like, I'm dead serious.
Was that a shot at Greg?
Yes, it was.
Inadvertent. You know what? Honestly, I'm taking shots at you, and it's not intentional.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
At all.
It's an easy target.
It's fine.
Well, I mean, but he does. By the way, he's North Attleboro. He's you talking about cows? Mm-hmm. He's got a lot of cows.
Oh, very cool.
Grew up ranching.
He's a big country guy.
Man, yeah.
Logan Mankins?
Oh, yeah. He's got a lot of land in North Attleboro.
Great
he's
guy.
He's raising beef, buddy. Right. And by the way, that's what he did.
Any chance he could come back and play?
Yeah, I guarantee
either
this
you
much,
or him or anybody.
He'd be real good. He'd be real good.
Isn't his kid a pretty good player too?
His son's a very good player. Yeah. He's down at Providence.
Yeah.
Yep.
Excellent.
Yep.
The Shroud of Turin could be legit. An Italian academic released new research claiming the Shroud of Turin offers proof of Jesus Christ's crucifixion, of the wounds, blood splatter that was left on the linen cloth that they say was buried with Jesus. They're also saying that the time is matching up. When they're looking at this actual piece of cloth, the time matches up to when Jesus Christ died.
Huh. That's very interesting. There are new scientific methods.
Yes.
Which they have used to test it for the first time.
Correct.
Huh.
Yeah, and this has been an ongoing debate of whether or not this is legit.
So interesting.
Yeah. That's the thing that he was wearing?
He was buried with the cloth,
yeah.
Yep.
You're not too familiar.
Nah, you know.
They have, they have it hanging up, and you can kind of see the outline of a body, and then you could see what could be blood stains.
Okay. My days of going to, like, Sunday school and church when I was a kid was like, Ma, really? We got to go? And I got to listen to the guy, nail stand on day. I'm like, seriously?
Yeah, meanwhile, in the basement of the Vatican, we have a whole bunch of small children being held and all the answers to the rest of the world's problems. I mean, seriously, people? I mean, what are we talking about? The Shroud of Turin, they're testing this thing now. I mean, we're going to go back a couple thousand years and new technologies.
Just because you're a non-believer.
I'm a believer. I've been a Christian all my life, but okay. I'm saying is like some of this stuff is a little crazy. And oh, by the way, can we please investigate the Vatican and the Vatican Bank and everything else?
Yeah, as grown up as a Catholic,
I am now a target, and I will not make it home.
Giant conspiracy theory guy over here.
Yeah, man. But all the history that we've been told is a lie. You guys watch Graham Hancock and Randall Carlson. You guys study all the latest stuff. Have you seen a LIDAR? Have you seen what they're pulling out? The Egyptians didn't build a pyramid. Newsflash. Come on.
Who built it?
The aliens.
Way before
the aliens.
It's not aliens. There have been many, many forms of people over many millennia.
All right.
I can't get too deep into the conspiracies. No, I won't sleep at night. Truly.
It's confusing. Stir
the pot.
It's very confusing for you.
No, it's not confusing. It just stresses me out. Because it's like, if I can't trust one thing, then I will go crazy.
Right.
Yeah.
But then I can't go down the Karen Reed track today.
Oh, I know a lot about that.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
Oh, I got all the answers.
These two here, they love the Karen Reed.
Oh, yeah. I have a buddy very close to that.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah. Right,
we'll talk about that
crazy.
Later.
No. Not this guy.
You will love this story, Matt. 32-year-old Tyler Johnson was out on a hike with his dad in Alaska when a brown bear came out of nowhere. They were in tall grass. They think that they startled the brown bear.
Okay.
So the brown bear mauled them.
Ooh. I thought the brown bear didn't tend toward mauling people. I thought that was the grizzly.
Ooh, no. Yeah, well, they're all in the same family, right? Yeah. That's okay. All very similar. Matter of fact, so black bears probably account for more instances of, you know, whatever problem, just because there's a lot more people around them more. Brown bears, very, 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 but then you don't startle a brown bear, by the way, because they can smell you from like 7 miles out.
Oh, okay.
That bear just didn't want them in his area or her area and went after him. Bear are intimidating. I have been false charged twice. Where they literally come, like walking to a place out west, elk hunting, coming through a little pass, and I'm near choke cherries, and they like choke cherries in the fall because a lot of berries and stuff. And I know I'm in good bear territories, and a lot of bear. I see probably 6-7 bear a day. And I'm walking, and all of a sudden I see a thing stand up, and I'm like, oh boy, that's not good. And then I look up the hill. And by the way, this is the middle of nowhere. I mean, you're miles and miles and miles and miles. Yeah, because we all split up and go our own way. And you go out early in the morning because you want to listen for bugling and try to get ahead of the elk. And so I'm out there early. It's just starting to get light. I see this thing stand up, and I look up the hill, and there are two little footballs running around. And that's the worst possible place to be, is between a mother and a potential problem with her little ones and the cubs. And I'm like, this is bad. And she's chomping, and they salivate. And she's chomp, 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 chomp. And
that's like Wiggy when the sliders come out at stats.
So they say, Brown, lay it down.
Yep. So she's salivating and then false
and
charges.
Chomping. And she's standing up like this, exactly like that. Well, she didn't make that sound. And then she drops to the ground and covers. And so when I saw her, she was probably 55, 60 yards from me.
Uh-huh.
She covered half that in like a blink of an eye and then stood back up. And I didn't even have a heart. I thought I was going to die.
Did you pull like 357 from the side getting ready to
bow and arrow?
Are you supposed to get down, I thought?
No.
Black attack, get down.
If it's brown, put it down. That's a hunting slogan. I mean, come on.
Isn't that like black attack, get down?
How do you hunt without your side piece? Right, I thought
he's
a lot of
got an arrow. He's a bow and arrow guy.
Not that he's using the gun for the hunting party. If he's bow hunting, don't you always keep a side piece just in case of?
Yeah, I mean, in some areas you can't have a firearm with you because that would be it's bow season, right? So she stood up again, and then she ended up getting down and just going up the hill with her cubs. And I remember thinking to myself, like, I wanted to scream like a little girl, but in the back of my mind, I'm like, I'm really close to where I'm going to be elk hunting, and I don't want to screw that up either. Like, you're an idiot.
So what happened with this dude?
So he had a gun on him.
Yeah.
Shot the bear.
Got to.
Unfortunately, shot himself in the process.
Oh, shooting the bear.
Yes.
Happens all the time.
Mitch, replay the video for Twitch and YouTube, and Jackson has the audio of this.
Okay. Well, as you can see, we have a brown bear here. Hiking through some pretty thick grass here. We startled her, or him, I'm not sure. And it came charging at my dad. He made some noise.
It went to you.
It went straight to me. And thankfully, when I was falling backwards, I was able to unsheath my pistol. And when he was on top of me, absolutely unload like a on top of this guy. So did my father. I did shoot myself in the leg when I was falling backwards.
No thanks.
Yeah. I went hunting once, and that it was the first and last time for me. My father-in-law is a big hunter. He's like, yeah, let's go hunting. I'm like, all right, cool. I didn't realize we had to be up at 4 a.m. That was the first thing. And then he takes me up climbing up a side of a mountain.
Didn't know there was physical activity
involved.
Yeah,
I'm a kid from the city. He brings me up, and then he's like, all right, sit here. And I'm like, what do you mean sit here? He's like, yeah, I'm going to go over here, like, you know, couple hundred yards. And I'm like, well, what am I supposed to do? I thought we're supposed to chase down these deer and hunt them. He's not only, we sit here and we wait. And then I had one in the scope, and I'm like, I couldn't do it.
You couldn't do it?
No,
Wiggy,
no.
Wiggy.
Yeah, I couldn't do it.
Soft kitty.
Yeah.
You're such a softie.
I couldn't do it.
You're such a softie.
Yeah, and I was like, all right, that's the first and last time hunting for me. The only time I'm, like, if I was getting attacked by a bear, obviously
I'd shoot
it. Have
you been attacked by any other kind of animal?
I had a weird moment with a coyote once. And you don't get attacked by coyotes. You don't get attacked by much. Anything here in the Northeast, like, people are always afraid of, like, a coyote coming after him and, you know, or a fisher cat or a bobcat. I mean, we have all those things, right? But none of that stuff's coming after you. But it was pitch dark, and I, for whatever reason, this coyote was not happy with me. And I think I did actually startle this one. Pitch dark, and it was the gnarly. It was like, remember on The NeverEnding Story?
Yeah.
One of the greatest shows of all time. Yeah. Atreyu, Artax, you know, the big flying dog, you know, Falcor. Anyway, it was like that thing in my mind because it was like... And it was pitch dark. I couldn't see this.
And it was following you?
No, I had gotten off the trail a little bit. And the only reason I knew that is because I was hitting leaves. And when I was on the trail, there was no leaves. Got off the trail, and I went to back up. And then that thing just started making that noise. And it was the most intimidating. And I'm like swinging an arrow. Like, and I remember thinking to myself, like, again, because I pull so many practical jokes, I wonder if this is somebody messing with me. And they probably have night vision watching my dumb.
Yeah. Hey, do you only bow hunt? I notice every encounter, you only got a bow.
By the way, did anybody not think that this guy was extremely calm for just getting attacked by a bear and shooting himself?
Yeah.
He's like telling a story. Like, oh, yeah, well, what you see over here?
Wow.
Yeah.
So the coyote did not get you, thankfully.
Nope. No.
Yeah. But you were like,
still alive.
Underwear change, please.
Oh, yeah. It was sick.
All right. We got to take a break.
Yeah.
We'll get to the rest of the news with Courtney and Matt Light next. I know that we are in the middle of the news, but we were just discussing with Matt Light, our guest this morning. By the way, you were a great guest on the old show. You're always a great, you're come in anytime you want. We don't do this enough, Matt Light.
You are
welcome here anytime.
We have a lot of history.
I was talking about how Bill O'Brien will join us every Thursday during the NFL and college football season on this show. And you brought up that one of the things that you did to Bill O'Brien was call him from Bill Belichick's phone.
Yeah, this is wrong. This is wrong. This is why my wife doesn't want me to go out in public.
See, if you give me this info,
yeah, Greg's gonna let it.
I can ask Bill O'Brien about it next week.
And you should. Billy O, man. By the way, fireball. I love you, Billy. Love you, Billy.
He was one of those coaches who would actually yell at guys, though, and that's a real problem.
Yeah, you got to temper yourself these days if you're weak. And weak-minded, or you can just, you know, do it like we used to do it and win championships. But, okay, so, I don't know, call me old-fashioned.
You'll get canceled now.
He's a meanie. He seems like he's a real meanie like that Brian Flores.
Right.
Well, I mean, Brian Flores was yelling at Tua left
and crazy?
Right. Isn't that awful?
Yeah. A lot of therapy. It's amazing what happens when you're actually passionate and care. Right? It shows up like you're a jerk. Weird. Anyway, so Billy, we were, it was after the Pro Bowl, and our staff was there coaching. You know, Bill and the staff were coaching the Pro Bowl.
In Hawaii?
Because we lost the AFC Championship game, right? Because that's what happens.
Yeah.
And it's the one time I remember looking over, and they had this dinner after the Pro Bowl, and there's all of our assistant coaches, and they're all hanging out, and they're all laughing, and they're all having a good time. Which does not happen during the entire season, ever.
Yeah.
Right? And it was cool. And I remember looking at it, and I'm like, well, where's Bill? No, Bill's not there. So I had this app where I could call somebody and make it look like it came from someone else. And so, like, if you have, like, you know, like, let's say you have your significant other in your phone stored under Honey Boo.
Right.
It's going to come up, Honey Boo, if you know her number.
Right.
So I called his number from Belichick's cell phone, and he literally, and at the table, I watch him pull his phone out and look at it and red button it. And I'm like, oh, my God. So I called him again, and he red buttoned me, and then he showed some of the guys, and he red buttoned it again. And then I left a message, and I was like, you know, look, I mean, what are we doing? I mean, we can't line up, right? We can. I'm like dogging him about the Pro Bowl, right. Like the most ludicrous thing you could ever do, right? Like it actually mattered. He gets up because now he sees he has a message, and he's like, oh, I better find out what Bill's doing. And we walk out and watch him, and he's walking back and forth, and he's pacing, and he's like,
listening
and I'm like,
to the message.
And then Logan looks at me, and he's like, Light, what if he calls Bill back and starts dog cussing him for the stupid message you left, and he gets fired. Like, that wouldn't be funny. I'm like, that would be amazing. Are you kidding me? No, I didn't want that to happen.
Did he call Bill back?
Yes, he called him back, and Bill was getting on a plane or something, and like, put him, he's like, all right, you know, look, hold on for a second. And then the whole time he was pacing, Bill was like getting his luggage or doing whatever. And then he gets back on. He's like, all right, look, when we get back in, let's bring so and so in for an interview. And boom, they hung up. And I find all this out after I go back to the table. I'm like, hey, man, what were you doing? You talking to Bill? He's like, yeah. He's like, he left me a message, and I called him back. And I'm like, oh, he did, huh?
Matt was king prankster, if you don't know.
That's unreal.
So good.
That's great. I don't understand how you survived all of these things.
I don't need
because you were good.
That's what the wife said, too.
All right. We've got to take a break. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
We'll get to the rest of the news. Are you what time do you have to?
I ruin everything.
No, you really don't. You add a lot.
Your stories are amazing. Yes.
And now we can ask Bill O'Brien about it.
Between Matt and Ty Law, the stories are amazing.
They are great. Great
Ty is the greatest.
Ty is the greatest.
Oh, the best.
He is. He's the best.
Not good for your liver.
Now we just need to bring Big Rod Rutledge into it.
And the stories will be even better.
The Mothman Prophecy.
Who is emergency top five, quick, if you had to pick your five favorite teammates?
On an island.
11 years.
Oh, listen, Matt Cassel's going to be there. Guaranteed.
He
is? Oh, man. Matt, by the way, one of the funniest human beings on earth.
Matt Cassel.
I got to have Logue and I got to have Cope just because we survived a lot together.
Dan
Cope, you know what I'm saying?
Logan Mankins.
Yep. And then
BC guy, Courtney. Mm-hmm. Dan Cope.
And my man, Sammy Morris, Sammy the Bull, you know, because he is like, man, he's like the OG of life. You know, he's got special powers. And then you know what? I'm gonna throw this one out there. I mean, there's a lot of defensive guys. I mean, you know, it's not fair to do a top five, but Kay Falk, come on, man.
Yeah.
I mean, you never have a bad day around Kay Feezy.
No.
Never, ever. Never going to have a bad day.
He left somebody off the list there.
Oh, who's what?
12?
Number 12.
Oh, come on, man. No, listen. I mean, now listen, if I want a good manicure. And
come on the island.
I mean, like, I love busting his chops. He's a beautiful human. But like, I like to do guy stuff and drink.
He doesn't like to do guy
stuff. No, he doesn't. Like, he's not gonna load up on sugar. Yeah. Like, come on, man.
Early Brady would.
Yes. He's not gonna have a good cheat day.
No, he's not gonna have a cheat day. Come
that's
on.
Sad.
Crazy.
That's 22. That's 2001 Brady.
All right, we'll be right back.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.